This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Give me a hell yeah!
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is I am watching live Lance McCullers throw warm-up tosses with a green hat on.
It's really happening.
A day late on the green stuff.
I'd go pinch his ass.
That's a pissy
I'd pinch season. Him for that. I'd pinch him for that.
You'd pinch who?
I'd pinch him.
They've all got
for wearing. I know it. I'd pinch them for wearing green the next day.
I agree. I think it's plumb ass silly.
I can't believe it's happening.
Now, once you get past that,
What was that number? 868 days. First time Lance took the mound for 868 days. Is that right? Is that right?
That's probably gotta be maybe any kind of a major league mound, I guess.
2022.
Didn't he throw some for the?
You said it. The Braves game that you told the playoff Braves game. That was the last one. Is 860 some odd days ago.
I feel like though in one of those rehab stints, he tried to throw some at Corpus. I feel like he and then got shut down. I will say this.
I believe I may have gone to Corpus.
I will say this. In my defense, there have been many. God, we'll do some damage right there, right now. Oh, look at that.
That's where Payne and Pendergast was.
Oh, my God. Is that where they were?
I mean, West Palm Beach, and they're out there on the water,
I'm assuming. They're running around chasing iguanas in the backyard with that? Oh, hell.
Damn it, Seth.
Hey man, we'd have had that table we had from Exclusive Furniture. We'd have had that table right there on that damn beach.
Ron's got some
juice to him.
Recliner and all.
Recliner. I'd have been on that bad boy. Let's go. Let's go. Boy, that was a sight. Good.
I'd be sipping an old fashioned.
Oh, here we go.
All right. No, honestly, from you all, 713-572-4610, Jim Adler. Of the Texas Hammer text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I see you, Champ. I see you, Brandon, Reginald, Kick Rocks, all the gang on there. Reginald Grace.
Every time he says Kick Rocks, I think he's talking to one of us.
I love it.
Yeah,
Reggie, if we see you, Kick Rocks.
We see you, Kick Rocks. what are you hoping to see out of this? What are you hoping to see from Lance?
Walking off the mound completely
that's
healthy after three
that's
outs.
That's where it is for you.
Yes.
You don't care if he gets hit, if they lead off three straight bombs, as long as he walks through.
Well, I do. I care about that.
Well, yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
I mean, three straight bombs, I'd be on the verge of not wanting to see Lance ever again.
but in all seriousness, I'm dead serious. I just want to see him healthy.
Yeah, well, that's where we're at.
I want to see this guy, no limps, no grabbing any elbows, no shoulders. Let's just get through three outs and move forward.
I want to see 94. I want to see good movement.
That's good. I was thinking velocity.
I want to see 94. I want to see good movement. And I want to see at least one strikeout.
I don't think they have. Well, maybe they might have it. I don't know. Do they have? Oh, God.
Get the Whataburger sign out of the way, man. Now HEB's in the way. It's the first pitch in 868 days. And we're scrolling ads over the whole. Golly, what the hell? All we can see is the green hat.
It's a lot of Texas pride right there.
We just missed McCullers first. Was it a strike?
I don't know.
It was a ball.
It looks like some good velocity, 2-0 as well.
It looked like it was climbing, didn't it? Can we get a gun? Can we get a what are we doing here?
I was going to say we're not going to have a gun. I don't. I've watched several spring training games. I don't think there's a gun to show us.
I mean, we had guns at Baytown Lee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about radar.
I guess we had all kinds.
Yeah, y'all had guns. Yeah, y'all had guns. Did y'all have guns that also came up on the television set that told you how fast it was?
Yes, we had those too.
You had those?
Yes, we had those too. There you go.
There he is. Bring it down. It looks like he's bringing, but he looks comfy. He looks comfy. We'll, this is, God, he has already got a good sweat going in that hat. What
the hell is Space City doing? Running ads over the, I mean.
It's been since 2022, bro. He's going to sweat his ass off.
20 seconds ago, look at that curveball come through, baby. Go get him.
That was nasty.
And this is one of the best hitters in baseball. CJ Abrams. Yeah, it's one of the best hitters in baseball. Good, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, send him on his way. Go ahead, Lance. Hell yeah! Ground out to first!
He's back.
Hey, it took him six pitches,
Eddie, boys. Hey, you see how hard he ran over there?
He's gonna max out these six pitches.
He's gonna
match out this one inning.
Hey, this is a real lineup. I mean, for the Nationals. Yeah, get C.J. Abrams out. This is big. This is a big one inning. All right, we will keep you
abreast. I was trying to help.
No, you were... I purposely went away from that word because I know I can't. Oh, man. And then he came in and just drilled the guy.
I think he was mad at him.
Right in the ribs.
There you go.
He's personally had it out for this Cruz kid for a while now. And Lance McCullers, for the last 800 days, have been thinking about this son of a bitch. I'm going to get his ass the first time I get him. And Cruz had to wear it. And he went on down. There you go. Lance, all right. We got a ground out to first. On a 3-2 count, and then bam, barreling inside, hit him right in the ribs. And we got a runner on. You're right. He is going to max out this one inning he gets. Now, there it is. Put it in there. I do want to see how hard he's throwing. But we will keep you updated on what is happening in West Palm Beach as Lance McCullers is on the mound for the first time in 1,000 days, it feels like. But just over 800 days. As we'll keep you updated on Lance.
Bury me in the H.
5 o'clock fire.
No! Yes! Ooh. All right. Lance had a tailor-made double play, and I thought he was going to get out of the inning. But now we get to see Lance throw more. Jeremy Payne, you got to make those throws. Okay, Jeremy, got to make those throws. That should be him getting out of the inning. 9 pitches so far. He's alive. He's alive, Tyler. All right, the Rockets, they played the Sixers last night. They won an OT 144-137 to win their 7th straight. They were down by 25 in this game. And I want to make mention real quick. Clint, maybe you didn't know who all was out and not present in this game for the Philadelphia 76ers. You may not. I had to go down in there yesterday because you don't see a lot of 16.5 point favorites
I'll be honest with you, I did not, obviously I was out yesterday. I did not know that there were 16.5 point dogs.
I mean favorites.
I'm sorry.
I said who that. All right, so we got Kyle Lowry was out, Maxey was out, Kelly Oubre was out, the Frenchman, the guy who dunked on LeBron in the Olympics, he was out. Joel Embiid, Gordon was out. McCain, their really good fresh rookie from Duke, he was out. Paul George, he was out. Andre Drummond, he was out. And then Walker, Lonnie Walker, who had been playing pretty well for him, he was out. Also, by the way, heads up, Lance McCullers, 13 pitches, He gets out, no hits. Look at Victor.
He's so back.
He is so happy.
He's so back.
Hey, did Lance have to have his hands checked the last time they played?
I don't remember if they were as aggressive back then.
I don't know if they were checking hands that last time. But no hits, a hit by pitch, three outs. There you go. Good.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Jeremy Pena's throwing error right there pisses me off.
I'm glad we
got to be better than that, man.
But I think he did it because
he wanted Lance. Was he working on something?
We wanted Lance to get more pitches.
Oh, okay.
Because Lance is only getting one inning, so Lance got 12 pitches.
It's not ideal.
But they had all those guys out. They win 144-137, down by 25, down by 16 early in this game. But they claw back and win, and at the end of the game, they had no business getting that thing to overtime, to be honest with you, the way that thing went down. Philadelphia did a lot of things to shoot themselves in the foot. But what was it that last night's victory for the Rockets, their seventh straight, what was it that it kind of brought to you?
Watching? Well, look, I think it's obvious you can't get into a 25-point hole, you know, early in the third. You can't get down 21 at half. But I'm watching the first half, and it wasn't like it was poor defense. It wasn't like it was one guy getting hot and then not having an answer for one guy. It was literally the 76ers shooting the ball from beyond the arc in a way that, hell, the guys that you mentioned that were all out, they didn't even shoot it that well from beyond the arc as a group. That was a wild run of a first half of basketball shooting, 15 threes. And so, look, I'm not saying the Rockets didn't do anything wrong, but just watching it, It was several guys that nobody expected to shoot it that well, just filling it up, and they got down in a hurry. You look at the second half of the game, I did not think they were going to be able to come all the way back. Who in their right mind would? In the third quarter, they were down 25. But
they gave up almost 80 first half points.
Yeah, 78. Yeah, 78. They were down 21 points at half. And the thing is, like, the defense locked down in the second half. The adjustments that were made, or maybe it was just tighter defense, whatever you want to call it, in the fourth quarter, were lights out. And I'm going to tell you, several guys stood out down the stretch here. Green was really good. Alperen Şengün was really good down the stretch. But the one that stuck out to me, by the way, Tari Eason was nails early on. He's the only reason they were in the damn, well, they weren't in the game, but the only reason that they were getting production early on. Jabari Smith Jr., to me, is like I watched last night, Ron, and I don't know how you keep him out of the starting lineup when everybody's healthy. Is that aggressive?
Who are you sitting?
I don't know. I don't. I'm just saying, when you're watching the way he impacts a game, I mean, every time I turn the TV on, he's shooting it well from beyond the arc. Every time I turn the TV on, when he is aggressive, and it seems like, I don't know if it's him or if it's the play call, M.A. Doka or what, but like, when he's around the goal, he's a hell of a rebounder. He's tremendous on defense.
He's a shot blocker. Personally, I think Dylan Brooks probably needs to go grab a seat in the starting lineup. But I think you may lose Dylan
if you do that for
I know team. I know it shouldn't. You know, he's the vet and all this. I could see a pout.
Yeah, that's fair.
From Dylan, I think Jabari Jabari and Amen Thompson, I feel like they'll roll.
Yeah.
I think this guy said, "You brought me over here, I'm making $80 million. This is disrespectful to me."
Yeah, that's fair. I just watched that dude play, man. I'm just like, I don't know if he's gonna shoot it that well, and if he's going. I mean,
now that's the thing, is he doesn't always shoot it that well.
Yeah,
the consistency has been the big thing with him.
Whew, I don't, man, it is the thing about the Rockets too, is it's hard to watch the Rockets and not be impressed with what they all do on the defensive end of the floor. Like, the ability to turn up the heat the way they turned it up last night. Now, granted, again, they're playing against a G League team. You should be able to lock down that team on the defensive end of the floor. They did it in the second half. I mean, what'd they do? They outscored them 35-11 in the third.
Yeah, the third quarter is where they really made it.
I mean, they tied the thing up. They were down 21 at half. They tied it up before the fourth quarter, like in the third. So, anyway, yeah, I hate that they dug the hole, Ron, but I was impressed with how they got out of it, and I was really impressed with Jabari down the stretch. And sure, making shots is big, but the defensive end of the floor, the rebounding, the hustle, like, it's just, he is a fun watch, man.
You think Ime was more pissed or more a more understanding of how that thing shook out.
Oh, I think he was. I think he was pissed early on.
I mean, I'm talking about even after. I'm talking about at the end, like when we get in the locker room after the game, they pull out. They obviously they executed big time down the stretch, which helped them.
Yeah.
And that's something you would hope, like, yes, that's something we worked on.
Yeah.
But I get the feel he was 78 and a half. I get the feel he was, to that group, he was very irritating.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if it would have just been, to me, again, if it would have just been 78,
you're
what
saying
the hell?
You think the Sixers would have put a good number on a
anybody.
Lot of teams.
They'd have put on, they're shooting, I mean, all the guys were shooting so well from beyond the arc, and I mean from the three point line in the first half. It's like nobody's gonna extend their defense out on a bunch of G leaguers out there. And those guys, I mean, again, it was wild, man.
All they had.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we are still awaiting on what is Aaron Rodgers going to do? Mm-hmm. With all the options, and Cam Hayward, the All Pro. Probably potentially soon to be Hall of Famer whenever he retires for the Steelers, says he is he's not waiting around on Aaron Rodgers. He said, either you want to be a Steeler or you don't. He said, I'm about football and, you know, a decision that needs to be made. Like,
and our warm prayers.
He doesn't seem to be all about the waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
This is interesting to me again. Like you would think that Cam Hayward would be like, hey, I'll wait as long as we need to get a quarterback that gives me a chance in here. Now maybe he doesn't think Aaron's that guy, but right now Mason Rudolph is who they signed. You're back. He's back to Mason. How'd that fare for you the first time? Like you would think the thought from the veterans would be, hey man, like the guy's got a big decision to make. Look, if Minnesota is, if it really, what I don't know if anything changed over the last couple of days, but what I'm hearing is Minnesota is the one dragging their feet, trying to decide whether they want to go with Aaron Rodgers or they want to go ahead and commit to J.J. McCarthy. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I got a 14-win team. It should have been a 15-win team with a bye in the playoffs. I've got that team potentially being a landing spot for me.
Are
yeah,
play the
I'm,
Packers.
I'm gonna get me a blanket. I'm gonna get me a blanket and go stand on the beach and let somebody take videos to take pictures too. If that's
it's
the case,
that simple.
Like I mean, Pittsburgh's not gonna drive that ship. So I mean, I understand Cam's got a
DK and Pickens.
I mean, look, no, they're
it. They have a playoff team too.
I like it there, but I mean,
Tomlin, yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad situation. But if I'm Cam, I'm going to understand, hey, man, he's waiting on – I mean, there's another team over there, and they're the ones dragging their feet. And if he wants to be here, we want his ass with open arms because it's Mason Rudolph if not. Yeah, I mean,
I guess Russ is still out there,
yeah,
I guess.
It could be Russ, I guess.
Let's ride.
I'm trying to think. It's getting – if you're not going in the draft, it's getting to be slim pickings out there. And, right? Everybody thought about it. If Aaron Rodgers is going to have a market, he definitely has a market. Going right now. All right, we'll catch you up, let you know exactly what happened with Lance McCullers. There should be an interview already with him. I think Lance should be able to go in the booth and call the rest of the game with the fellas. I think we'll talk about it, man. Should be. We'll give you an update on Lance. And is this potentially fireable? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
By the way, those of you who were openly cheering for Kyle Tucker's 0-for-4 today, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Loser. Enjoy Chicago, Big Tuck.
Probably will.
Don't get lost in that ivy, Shin Boy.
Where's he at? They're in Tokyo, ain't they?
Yeah, they're in Tokyo. But I got you, the ivy. Hey, again, I may be dumb here, and I should be like there's definitely no padding there, right? It's just the ivy. Like it is. There is.
I've never ran out there and touched it. I don't know.
It's what they say.
Yeah, I don't think there is no pet. Like, that is just.
Who knows what kind of secrets are back behind that plant.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, again, in baseball, man, that's a sport where for just like 100 years, people just, hey, man, we'll just go with it.
Like, I mean, are you worried about the you want some padding back there? Or what?
I'm just saying, like, we know how guys roll hard into walls and
they don't in Chicago. Altuve if he gets out there. We got
every ballpark in the league has padding on their walls.
I mean, hell, we had a flagpole.
But we got one that's a garden across.
Lord knows Tucker could use that padding out there.
It's beautiful. Jesus, my God, man, he has really just turned in. Like, but it's just wild. Like, they came together and said, hey, man, we're going to have a game that is really predicated on numbers. We're going to have a game like people get paid and stuff based off, you know, the numbers you put up. But we're just going to have a whole bunch of stadiums that just don't equal the same. And just, we're going to have, like, fences that don't equal the same. And
yeah.
Like, all right, let's go with it. Like, and then we just got two different leagues that just have two different
rules.
One league, a pitcher gets to hit. The other one, Yordan Alvarez gets to hit. All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
And then we play in the World Series. You just play by the rules in that park. Oh, okay. Just rolling with it.
Just go with it, guys.
Just go with it.
Grab your mitt and get out there.
Unlike any sport, man, could you imagine if they said those years, like, all right, man, we got LeBron, Lucas. Let's see if we can make this court bigger. And then
our goal's here, 12 feet.
Let's make the court round on one end.
And we're Golden State. Let's pull these 3-point lines back. At this arena, we're gonna pull them back because we got Steph.
And on that end, we have a 4-point line.
All right, why not? Let's go with it. That baseball boy does it for me every time. All right. I got to say this, fellas. And somebody on the text line kind of said this yesterday, and I kind of kept note of it. It is, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but it does feel like to me, fellas, that the Texans clearly seem to have different mindsets in how they handle and go about doing things with the offense as opposed to the defense.
You think?
It's like, damn, all right. Like, listen, the locking up of Derek Stingley, knew that was going to happen. All right, you get in Gardner Johnson, you're like, damn, man, Stingley and Lassiter and Johnson and Ward. Hell, Ward may not even be on the field. Petrie is out there and the young kid, 4-1. What is him?
41?
Not 41.
21?
Yeah, what the hell?
Kalen Bullock?
Yeah, Bullock. Kalen Bullock, like, this is a crew. When they going to bring somebody on the offensive line that's just anywhere near the player that Gardner Johnson is, right? Like, it is just, like, they get aggressive. You can clearly see what the hell it is they're looking for on that side of the ball. And then on offense, as you said earlier, with the selection of the offensive line of Titus Howard, Tomlinson, Patterson, Scruggs, and Fisher, it looks like a CJ potentially have to do more with less. And that is not what it seems like the thought is on the other side of the ball.
Well, it didn't seem like that was the route that we were going to go when the season ended. I mean, everybody's heart was broke and everybody was frustrated in the building because you couldn't protect a quarterback. And you had a lot of money and a lot of draft capital, invested, and it still didn't work out. And you know, it somehow gets blamed on Bobby Sloak. Bobby Sloak wasn't good enough, and we moved Laramie Tunsil for some money. That was the two things, and there's a chance that you got worse at both positions. We hadn't even talked about this. I mean, the reality of it is, if you look at the numbers, Bobby Sloak over 2 years was not bad. If you look at the numbers, Now, there's obviously caveats there. Say it again.
He's a damn tyrant.
Yeah, he must be. But the, you know, the thought that a guy that's never called plays before may step in and not be as good as Bobby was in 2023.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
You know, that's it's a possibility. Yeah. We didn't even talk about it. I mean, it's there's you ship Laremy Tunsil out of here and you bring in Lake and Tomlinson and Ed Ingram and you think you got better? Right? You ship Bobby Slowick up out of here.
Definitely not Ed. Ed is at play.
I mean,
your back's gonna hurt.
Good looking, I'm not gonna lie to you and act like that I knew of Ed Ingram. But the write up of how he was described, the type of player he was, and I read up on Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, dog, this can't be the answer. This may be worse than some of the depth you had last year.
Yeah, I mean the. I think the one thing, and this is an interesting conversation. Like to me, that what the Texans have accomplished is they've appeared to bring in a couple of more guys that are more physical in the brand of ball that they want to play.
I will say Tomlinson is an improvement. I would say based off what he did last year and a year before, he is better than what Shaq Mason was last year.
God, I hope,
and what Kenyon Green was.
I hope, and
I would say even Juice when Juice played guard.
Yes,
I think that he's been better than those guys. I'm not saying again, as I said earlier, it ain't like they didn't go and just say, hey, we're going to get a surefire guy up front that nobody has to question about what that cat's doing, right? Like, so they didn't, like, he's not that. I still think Tomlinson is going to get beat. And not just by the Chris Joneses of the world. I think Tomlinson's going
to
get beat.
Yeah, when it comes to pass protection, they all going to get beat. The only one that
Titus got a chance, right?
Titus has got a chance. No question. I'm higher on Titus than most folks. But I mean, the reality of it is you didn't get better. Your best chance is your offensive play caller better be damn good. Your O-line coach better be damn good. And your quarterback better understand he's got to protect himself and get rid of the football. That's it.
Now maybe this is something that does make CJ say to himself, "All right, like I've got to play more of the style of year one."
Absolutely.
Like maybe this forces.
Well, D'Amico ought to be forced in that. D'Amico, that should have been the first conversation.
But it shouldn't be due to the fact that, as you just so eloquently said, mm-hmm. in pass protection, they all gonna get beat. It should be the thought of this is just the best way to play the game.
Well, two things can be true. Here's the deal. This, to put a bow in this conversation, and I think your first comment was spot on, Ron, when you set the thing up. This is that we are staring a situation in the face that is a piece this thing together.
At least that's how it looks right now.
Hope that if you draft a tackle, he's ready to play right away. And if that's the case, then hope that Titus Howard wants to play guard. Hope that Juice Scruggs can take the next step. Hope that Blake Fisher can take this next step. Hope that Schultz decides he wants to play a little bit of football.
God, I'm itching to hear what you were going to say.
Hope that CJ's buddy John Metchie takes the next step. I mean, there's a lot of hope right now. There's a lot of less hope type stuff. Let's hope that my man Lakin Tomlinson is better than the advanced stats tell you in pass protection.
Yeah,
you know there's a lot of that, man.
I hope it's not just hope. I hope there is still another.
This is
not
a,
just
we gonna,
a rookie. Another move that they are working
got
on.
Got to be.
Got to be. Man.
Got to be. Got
I
to
just
be.
I just. I just refuse to believe it until it feels like all the moves are gone. Because you just can't come out and say, our quarterback got hit too much. We got to protect our quarterback. And this be the answer. Of course, they know these players better than we do. But Mekhi Becton just went for $10 million a year. 2 years, 20. Zeitler, the guy you'd liked, he went for $9 million. Like, I mean, yes, Fries went for $80 million total. I think like 60 guaranteed. Maybe you didn't want to do that. Okay. I felt like it was that dire, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, God, dog. Did they not know that Joe Tooney was available? It just feels like a.
Like a Nick guy, doesn't it?
That just feels like a Nick guy. Feels like a, hey, man, we got Laremy Tunsil. We got Joe Tooney. Can we make some work here? Both of those players are on other teams. And both of them just.
Hey, man, sense. Do more with less.
Coming up, Lance.
Piece this thing together.
Lance Tom McCullers is out of the game. 12 pitches. No runs, no hits. Did hit a batter, but got out of it. Worked around a Pena error. But he speaks. You hear from Lance after his outing. That's coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we keep riding here. Spencer Agetti, he came in after Lance McCullers' one inning. We'll let you hear from Lance here in just a second. Spencer, he said, I got a spot. He looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well there. Somebody tried to bunt. What are you doing, man? But I guess you're
bunting in the spring training.
Bunting in the spring training.
You know I'm a fan.
Getting that small ball. He got on. I was wanting to see if Spencer was going to try to unload that thing over to first base, but he didn't. But he got out. Just blew it right past the last hitter. He just struck out. So Spencer Agetti looks good as well. Lance McCullers. He went one inning, 12 pitches, faced four batters, hit one, had two ground outs, and a soft line out to Jeremy Pena. Pena had a throwing error in there that prevented a double play. But he looked good. He seemed to look good in his outing. Here's a couple of comments from Lance. First, kind of talking about the feeling of getting back after being off over 800 days.
What's up, guys? No, good. Obviously, had my fair share of backfield lives, so trying to get over the nerves a little bit, seeing hitters. Getting into the stadium kind of the first time, no favors with the night game. Was wide awake, 5:30 this morning. So I've had to wait a long day, but really great to just, you know, kind of be back out here with the guys as a you know, actual player.
That man said as an actual player. There was Lance talking about being back at it and also him giving you a breakdown of how he saw that one inning he pitched, 12 pitches in that one inning, how that went for him.
Honestly, man, the only thing I didn't want to happen was have to get pulled because I threw like too many pitches. So I started 3-0 and I was like, oh, no. But, you know, overall, I was just kind of looking to get back into it, And kind of have an overall clean outing. You know, had some soft contact on the ground. You know, didn't get any strikeouts. So I'll have to wait for the next one. But overall, you know, really happy just with everything and kind of the way my body felt. Was really happy with the warm up too in the bullpen, and we timed it out well. So big win for me today.
All right, you heard him right there at the end. A big win for him today. Liked how he felt. I'm with you, Clint. I'd like to hear. And maybe we hear a little bit after the game when the captain speaks.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what the velocity was. I'd like to hear how hard he was throwing. In that, you got to know he was amped up, probably trying not to overthrow. That to me is more of a concern with Lance, is he gets out there in moments like this and overdoes it.
Well, he had said this year, in this little stint here, that one of the main focuses was not to force the velocity to let. Now that was more of it in his build up, if you will. I don't know about today. Maybe today he felt good enough to go out there and just overthrow it. But I know a big focus for him coming up had been, this time I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to let the velocity be what it is. I'm going to let the velocity increase as I work. And you know, I tell you, today it didn't look like there was a velocity problem. There was a lot of movement, you know, on his pitches. It's the old Lance McCullers, looks like the old Lance McCullers action that he's always had. Yeah. Maybe a little more over the top and a little less of that side swiping that he used to do. He used to drop it down. But yeah, man, I'm excited about that. The most important part of that audio we heard is obviously happy with how his body feels and how his body responded. His ass is sitting over there after not throwing in the big leagues for 860 some odd days.
No ice.
With no ice on his shoulder, no ice on his elbow, no nothing. Like he hadn't been getting treatment for almost 3 years straight. So he must feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, he must feel good. So good to see Lance get out there, and he did look good. The Astros are leading 1-0 on an error, by the way, as they're facing Washington. This thing is getting close, and Lance seems to be getting close. We'll make you some money. Hey, T-Mill had a big, big night last night and really had no business. The Rockets really helped him out there as Sengun looked like he was just done playing for the night. And then and he was able to get that put back. And then they said, hey, I guess you're on the team, so let's let you play. And they got you that one assist that you needed. So see if he can make you some more money tonight. I think B. Scott made him some money as well.
He did.
But yeah, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. No Area 45 tonight as the NCAA tournament gets started as Alabama State versus St. Francis. The 16 seeds will battle. And then later on, North Carolina, the people of West Virginia who they hate, North Carolina, they will face San Diego State University for a play-in. Did you see my man? I think he is the mayor? No, I think he's bigger. I think he may be the governor. Whoever, some elected official in West Virginia, either the mayor or the governor, he is going to, he said he's going to do some legal action towards the NCAA because North Carolina got in. He said absolutely had to be corruption because old Bubba was the chair. Now, he was reclused, he said.
Yeah.
From any time North Carolina was talked about, but yeah, my man said he gonna go ahead and take some legal action towards the NCAA because this damn West Virginia Mountaineers did.
You want to pile on the NCAA? You ain't gonna get no pushback from me.
Yeah, he would have had that thing too.
Worthless as hell.
All right, Thursday. Remember, come hang out with us and the drive. And in the loop, and the drive will be. Live Twin Peaks right off Kirby. Come hang out. We go there often. If you've been there, we've had a good time. Same place where we treated many of you for drinks last year doing March Madness, which we will continue and attempt to do again this year. But come on out with us Thursday as the tournament starts. You can start your day within the loop. U of H plays during that time frame, so you can watch that. And then we'll be there till 6 o'clock. And KU in Arkansas, they get going at 6 o'clock. It's a battle of us.
Oh my God!
It'll be an ass whooping.
There's a chance it could be. There is a chance it could be an ass whooping. I don't feel amazing about it at all. But whatever. Let's see if the season can end. But no, man, it should be a good time. Come on out. You know the beer is good, the food is good. I haven't been to Twin Peaks in a little bit. I'm excited.
Yeah, we hadn't met down there in a minute.
We hadn't, man. I tried to get Tyler multiple times to come hang out with me. And when I say multiple times, I mean once. To go out, I got one of them gift cards burning in my pocket, my back pocket.
If y'all end up hanging around, like you said earlier, at Twin Peaks on Thursday for a little bit, I'm a slide over there and give me some tenders.
You know what? You get some tenders, I'll get some with you.
Get you a little tender with one of them little beers?
Yeah, I'll give me a little beer, a little tender.
I mean, what them things, 10 ounces?
That's Thirsty Thursday.
Look at this bad boy. Dark liquor. But did that black kid have a mustache?
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. Did you just see the bat boy for the Astros, probably a kid who lives in Florida, bat boy for the Astros, he looks like he's every bit of 15 or 16.
Nothing but a mustache.
Nothing but a stash, and it's thick. Like, it almost looks fake.
Let's have him in our mariachi band.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well,
poor decision.
I don't know any other way to take have him in our mariachi band than to make some people some money here. T-Mill's best bet. You had a great night last night. Let's see if you can do it the rest of the way.
That's right. It was a perfect Monday. Beautiful. 5 for 5. I got 6 of them for you tonight. 6 NBA bets. I mentioned March Madness yesterday. We'll make those starting Thursday for best bets, but rolling with NBA on a Tuesday here. 6 of them, like I said. First, I got the Hawks at Hornets under 236.5 points tonight. Then I got the Bucks minus 2.5 at the Warriors. And the next four, they're all player props. Important to note, I'm hitting damn near 70% of player prop bets in the NBA this month. You might want to tell, put some money in your pocket. I got you covered. Here are those four player props. Donovan Mitchell, over 23.5 points.
I like that.
James the Turd Harden, under 8.5 assists. That's might be my favorite one of the night. LaMelo Ball, under 27.5 points. And then Jrue Holiday, as the Celtics face off the Nets, over 4.5 rebounds. Those are your 6 best bets for tonight. Are there any you love or any you hate, gentlemen?
I like Drew, a good rebounder. I don't even know if I love or hate James Harden. I just know that there is no way you're ever going over or anything positive with James. So I just know it's just personal.
Oh, all unders. All unders.
I know it'll never.
Been making good money on old Turd Harden.
They could put 10 points for Harden tonight, and you'll either just leave it alone or just won't even take that easy money.
I'd leave that one.
The over. The Bucks one is interesting to me. The Warriors came off a loot. They're coming off a back-to-back, and they lost to the Nuggets with no Jokic, no Murray, no Christian Brown. and they lost that game last night, and they had everybody going. And afterwards, Steve Kerr said he feels like Steph is tired, and they may need to get him some days off. So that's one to watch, because I wonder if Steph is going to play today. So I like the Bucks one. I like Drew Holiday, one of the best rebounding guards in basketball. So you got a good little run roll.
Let's go perfect again.
I'll take the holiday.
All right, yeah. Let's roll.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, feeling Benji. 6-for-6, man.
Yeah, the text line coming through. They love the Melo one. LaMelo ain't going over 27 and a half.
Yeah, he's kind of a turn, too.
These Astros, poor decision with these green hats.
I don't know what they're doing. I can't.
It's not even the day of, man. Yeah, what the hell are we doing? Silly. Did you just have them in the back and thought, hey, let's go ahead and rock these guys?
We're going to wear them, damn it. We've got these green hats. Jim said we're wearing these damn green hats. Coming up, Texans All Access. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Always seems to know the way.
From Jabari Smith Jr., he is the player of the game so far. He has that come off nice and soft. He doesn't hit it too hard.
Hell, I know Tyler liked that highlight.
Tyler, man.
I don't know what it means not to hit it too hard. You know what I mean?
This makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if that came out like you wanted it to.
That one. Here, play it again, Tyler. This is the same guy who had to apologize for Grady Dick comments. All right.
He doesn't hit it too hard.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.